Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Sports update.
Okay, the St. Louis Blues advanced to the Stanley Cup Final for the first time since 1970 with a 5-1 win against the Sharks in Game 6 of the Western Conference Final. St. Louis won the final three games of the series and will play Boston Bruins in the Cup Final. Game 1 is at Boston on Monday. Vladimir Tarasenko, Braden Schenn each scored a power play goal. Ryan O'Reilly, three assists. Jordan Binnington, 25 saves for the Blues. And the Sharks were without defenseman Erik Karlsson, forwards Tomas Hertl and Joe Pavelski due to injury. With the St. Louis win, the Sabres will get the Blues' first-round pick, either number 30 or 31, at next month's NHL draft. The Sabres will send the Sharks selection. At number 29 to the Ducks to complete the Brandon Montour trade. The Bills with a day off from organized team activities today, back in action at OTAs tomorrow. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3 with Murph and Tasker. ESPN's Dan Orlovsky scheduled to join the show, as well as Bills defensive end Jerry Hughes. Hughes signed a 2-year contract extension on Tuesday, the deal reportedly worth over $21 million. Hughes is coming off a season where he recorded 7 sacks and 3 forced fumbles. He was entering the final year of his contract. The Kansas City Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu was the victim of a $5 million extortion attempt by a family member, according to court documents. Mathieu was allegedly ordered in April to put $1.5 million into a family member's bank account within a week before the demand was up to $5 million. Mathieu played for the Houston Texans in 2018 after 5 seasons with the Arizona Cardinals. He signed a 3-year deal with the Chiefs in March. NBA action, we the North, the Toronto Raptors even their series at 2 with the Milwaukee Bucks. How about that? Toronto still rooting for something. WGR 550 and MSG.
How about if you're having family problems? Think about that. A $5 million extortion scheme by a family member. That is crazy.
Well, how do you go from 1.5?
Well, when you know that all of a sudden the 1.5 is coming, why not ask for more, right? What's the worst they're going to say? No? That is.
What's all that about?
About? I wonder if it's a close relation, family member, or a long lost cousin that.
Well, extortion. I mean, that's like saying, give me $5 million or I will say or show. Or...
And a lot of times those things are not true. They will say, I will, you know, start this rumor or whatever, and it could be very damaging. But a lot of time those are not true, and it's just, a public figure trying to save face or whatnot. But they're not to be messed with. Listen, that's why the police is there. That's why the authorities are there. We were always told with the Buffalo Sabres, Frank Henry used to come in, the league, we used to come in, and he said, if you receive mail, fan mail that is sketchy, or if you have threats made to you in any way or to your family, come to us first. Don't, if it says don't go to the police, the first thing you got to go is to the police, because they know how to handle those things. They know how to take care of those things. And that's the first thing you got to do.
Yeah, I don't know that the wise move would be, okay, here's 1.5.
Yeah, because then it's like it never stops.
How about just being able to wire 5 schmel over to somebody's bank account? That must be nice. Do you guys ever hear stories like this in hockey where guys like extortion?
Yes.
Let me ask you a question. Are you going to talk about the goalie?
Nope.
The loan sharking thing?
That was Jose Theodore. Right. That's different.
Okay, I didn't know.
He never was involved in that, or was never found guilty
but the dad
went to jail.
The police ended up raiding over a long, long time of surveilling the Theodore empire. They raided the parents, Jose Theodore's parents' house, and found guns and cash in the walls of their home.
No need for that if you're just a starting tender, is there?
Yeah.
If you're like a money laundry specialist like the Jason Bateman in the Ozarks, you're hiding your money in the drywall. But if you're just the father of an NHL hockey player, you shouldn't have to do that.
It should be in a bank account, shouldn't
it? It should be in a bank account. Yeah.
So go on. So you now this is the look. Let's zoom in on Riv's face here. Okay. This is uncomfortable. Craig doesn't know what part of the story he should tell or not tell.
I'm gonna plead the fifth.
No, I'll tell you this:
the Jose Theodore thing was media. I mean, it was out in the open. I mean, there were charges laid and things like that. Yeah. I mean,
it's public notion,
right?
But I'll tell you this: I remember Tim Connelly received a couple of very sketchy fan mail, but like very close to stalker and personal information and pictures like through telescopes
this is Timmy
or whatever.
Before he's bald, I'm sure.
Well, there was young Timmy Conley, but anyway,
this is young Timmy.
You know, guys get their fan mail into the lounge, and you're sitting there. And I never used to open; I'd take it home and then open it later and sign and send back. And Timmy Conley decided to open this thing, and he starts reading. He goes, "Guys, like, what do I do with this?" And it was pretty scary. So yeah, he went right to Frank Henry, and Frank, with the authorities, are able to kind of set up a plan to make sure that it stops there, or that they have everything under control. The same thing with money demands. We used to have the NHL play videos about guys going to bars, and the owner of the bars would come in and say, "Hey, have a table back here. You want free drinks and all of that." And before you knew, girls around. No, they have girls around, and the bar itself is taking pictures of the guys with the girls. And then
are we talking about
later,
Montreal?
Well, no, but that was a made up video. It wasn't, you know, specific to anybody. Yeah. But then a week later, you get an envelope in the mail and it says, "Give us money or those are going to be leaked. We know you have a wife and kids and all of that, and those are going to be shown." And these are the type of situation that could arise in any.
Where I was going, and my thought was, I remember, and you would know this because we're pretty much the same age, was a lot of the Russian hockey players. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, where this would be
they were Belarus.
They were Belarus, yeah, and they were something else. Those two, but I mean, I'm talking about the Russian hockey players that came over here, made a lot of money, and then what happens is the Russian mafia would find out that these NHL players were making millions of dollars. They would go and ransack the homes of these players and basically send letters saying, "Listen, you're gonna send X amount of dollars back here, or this is what's gonna happen to your family."
Well, that's what happened to Alexander McGillney. Yeah. They hit him, and Don Luce has a great story about that here in Buffalo.
But that was something different. That was Alexander McGillney wanting the opportunity to come and play North America.
I believe what the situation was when you left Russia. A lot of time is, and Alexei Zitnik was the same thing. A guy apparently beat him underneath an overpass in Los Angeles. You'd give him money to protect your family back home. You'd say, "Hey, here's the amount of money." You protect them. And then now you're making a ton of money, and this guy is blowing it all on, you know, alcohol and partying and all that. So he comes back and he says, "I want more. You want me to protect your family back home? I want more." And this guy was coming for McGillney, and this guy had came from Alexei Zetnik in L.A. and wanting more, and that's when the situation used to arrive.
I want to say that I thought there was something that Andre Zuzin? Wasn't there something with Andre Zuzin when he was... Was he playing in San Jose or something like that?
Yes. Defenseman?
Yeah. I feel like there was something...
I think there was something with Darius Kasparaitis, too. I mean, there was a large number of hockey players that came over in the mid, late 90s, early 2000s, that's when the salaries really started to escalate, and a lot of guys were starting to make a lot of money in that early 2000s, and there was a lot of issues with a lot of these Russian hockey players.
Do you remember when Malkin came over? So Malkin was signed to a contract in the KHL, and then he got out of his contract to come over to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins. But for the first month, like in August, people were like, where's Evgeny Malkin? Nobody knows where he is. He was basically hiding until all the transfer fees and all of that stuff was figured out before being able to show his face and say, I'm clear now, I'm a Pittsburgh Penguins guy. He was hiding for a month. He was in L.A., his agent had him all tucked away. And that's not looking back 20 years. That's looking back like 12, 15 years.
So I had played with Andre Markov. He was my defense partner for a number of years in Montreal. Incredible player. When he came over, zero English whatsoever. years into our time together, one day he showed up to the rink with this boy.
Yep.
And I said, oh, who's this? Oh, this is my son. Well, the son was like 9.
Yep.
I said, what is going on here? And I call him Marky, but Markov basically said, they live in Montreal. So what are you talking about? They live in Montreal. He goes, his mother and my son live here in Montreal. He goes, they couldn't stay back home. So I moved them over here. He's not with his son's mother, but he's paying for them to stay over here and keep them safe.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible what's going on back there. And it still happens today because these guys are making a tremendous amount of money. That's why there's so many of these the Russian hockey players all have their family living over in North America now once they start to make big money.
Mm-hmm.
It's fascinating. You know, there's more stories like that. I gotta dig some up. But the Don Luce one's interesting too.
Yeah.
Like you know, he told that story on the show one day. He came into the studios out there at WGR when we were out there. And told a story about, I feel like there were Russian guys knocking on the door in the middle of the night and stuff like that looking for Alex. But anyway, interesting stuff there as we talk about Kansas City Chiefs safety Tyrann Mathieu was victim of extortion by a family member. So that one took a turn and went down interesting path. Kostitsyns, Theodore's, all those. But we got to talk about Ryan O'Reilly. And you know, one of the things, you know, I first of all, it's amazing, number one, that Montour is a part of the San Jose trade because months and months ago, I think we just assumed it would have been the St. Louis pick. And I know everyone's always going, well, we got to kind of wait to see how that one pans out. It's amazing to see where St. Louis is. But the question and I feel like the thoughts that I'm reading online are people are so angry about Ryan O'Reilly and going to the Stanley Cup final. And I feel I don't know how to feel about it because I'm trying to remove the fact that he played here and then is now there. And but I guess you look at the story and how he went from a last place team to now the Stanley Cup Finals. I don't know if you should root against him. I don't know if it's because he was traded out of here, but there are a lot of people with some venom toward, you know, Ryan O'Reilly and finding it hard to choose cheer for St. Louis.
I will.
Even against Boston.
And I will always, and I think maybe now it's becoming where I'm stubborn about it, but I will defend the Ryan O'Reilly trade simply because Ryan O'Reilly had a chance to perform with the Colorado Avalanche. It didn't happen. I had a chance to perform with the Buffalo Sabres and bring those teams to a winning culture. I know he did a lot to help, but it never worked. And you needed to improve the roster of the Buffalo Sabres. You needed to be moving into a different direction. You make the O'Reilly trade. You acquire pieces, first-round pick, Tage Thompson, Sabolka, Berglund, whatever. You can say whatever you want about Berglund, Sabolka, but I still believe that Thompson and the first-round selection this year, which is later than what you wanted it to be, but still can turn out to be really good in that trade. I look at Ryan O'Reilly a little bit like Ryan Smith. Ryan Smith was a very solid hockey player, a center, a culture-type guy, a guy that would always go to the World Championship and play well, would be
Captain
part of
Canada.
Captain Canada, right. Would be with the Olympic teams and play well, but never really did anything with his team. He got traded to the New York Islanders. It didn't go that well. He never really got next to the next level. So I maybe mistakenly now looking back, but I thought Ryan O'Reilly was the same type of guy, a guy that will do certain things and always be good, but never take it to the next level. Now, is the St. Louis Blues where they are because of Ryan O'Reilly, or is Ryan O'Reilly benefiting from being on
that's
the Blues?
Right. That's right.
And that's the chicken or the egg question right here that we're asking ourselves. So I think Ryan O'Reilly is benefiting from being on the Blues.
It all depends on the attitude that you want to take that too.
For example, you guys had Miro Chetan on the show the other day. And Miro Chetan, fantastic person. Love Miro, loved Ingrid. I mean, they were great here. But Miro was the type of player that everybody said, you will never win anything with Miro Chetan. Because Miro was in his own bubble a little bit, played to the sound of his own drum, you know, and did his own things. But Miro Chetan ended up winning a cup with the Boston Bruins. Why? Because
Pittsburgh.
Yeah, he went to the Bruins, then went to Pitt. Why? Because he was in the limited role. It was different. So I'm trying to see, although Ryan O'Reilly is performing well, playing a lot of, but is he benefiting from, you know, everybody else that is on that team right now in St. Louis and Craig Berube and Jordan Binnington and everything that's happened? Because in December, we're all kind of laughing at the situation that the St. Louis Blues were in.
Yep.
And the only thing that changed that is a goalie and a coach.
Yeah. It's interesting.
A goalie, a coach, and also they brought in, like I had said, Tyler Bozak, David Perron, Ryan O'Reilly.
Yeah, but they were all there.
Robert
in December.
Thomas, I know, but they brought in a lot of players. Sammy
Blay.
Oscar Sundquist is somewhat of a new player there. They brought in a tremendous amount of new faces. And yes, they brought in Binnington. And yes, he was a major part of turning things around. But did it take them half a season to start to gel? Did it take those new players that came to St. Louis a little bit of time to get acclimated and to feel comfortable with their surroundings in St. Louis? And sometimes it takes players a little bit of time to feel comfortable. And once they hit January 3rd, they were the best team in the National Hockey League. 65 points. They had more points than any team in the National Hockey League. Was that because it took a lot of those players time to feel comfortable in where they were?
Probably. He wasn't doing this here in Buffalo this year.
What
he did this year.
With St. Louis?
77 points, you know, play that. Like, he wasn't going to do that this year. Simple as that. You had to move this player, period. You had to get him off your roster and you had to move on.
But you look at the points that he had on Buffalo. How many points did he have every year? He was in the 60s.
And the last time he scored 28 goals, that's the highest he had, and that's what he had this
year. What did
he
have in Buffalo?
He played in the playoffs that year with Colorado. He had 2 goals, 4 assists in 7 games.
What did he have in Buffalo?
So with Buffalo, he had
61 points last year, 55 the year before that, and 72 games.
He had 21, 20, and 24 goals, right? 21, 20, and 24 goals. This year he has 28. He eclipses his career high. He never had higher than 64 points in a season. That was with Colorado. He had 60, 55, and 61 with the Sabres. He goes to 77. So there's a lot to say that the
How many times in his career, when you look back, was he the number one center?
I don't know, but how many times in his career was he a plus player?
Just this year.
Actually,
his first year.
Well, his first year was plus four with Colorado in 2009-10.
You look back at Colorado teams, they were a very, very young hockey team.
Yeah.
The Matt Duchesne's was drafted third overall. They had this young stud in Ryan O'Reilly. They had a large number of very immature, very young players that hadn't found their game yet. They decided to make a move and trade out Ryan O'Reilly to the Buffalo Sabres, which was another team that was in a complete rebuild. So he had spent all his time on teams that were rebuild teams.
Did that trade work well for Colorado?
I wouldn't say it was outstanding for them. They
Mikhail
ended up getting
Gregorenko and Zadorov.
Yeah, Gregorenko's playing in Europe 2 years later, and Zadorov's turned into a fifth defenseman on an NHL team.
Yeah, so I'm just looking. It's like there's always that feeling that you know, he's performed better with his new team. When Ryan O'Reilly got to Buffalo, he performed better with Buffalo than the return that Colorado got. And now everybody seems to believe that Ryan O'Reilly's performed better with St. Louis than the return that Buffalo got. But I think you've got to let it play out. I think you've got to really take this and let it play out in the future to see really how that turns out. Well, what's the first-round pick this year going to materialize to? It could exactly be in a trade.
Because
it could
you
be
can also
three
say...
3 weeks ago, we thought it was Montour. 3 weeks ago, we thought that pick would end up being Montour. Mm-hmm. And then here it is. Now, we still don't know where that pick, which I would
if
hope...
If the pick would
I
have
hope...
been Montour. So you're saying if the pick would have been Montour, if that pick goes to Anaheim. So your Montour, Tage Thompson, Sobotka, and Berglund for Ryan O'Reilly and... who'd we give up in that? That was it? There was no other picks or anything like that? So would that have been a good trade?
Not yet, because Tage Thompson hasn't scored.
Well,
that's exactly the point. You didn't – this deal is not made. It's not your Seth Jones, Ryan Johansson one-for-one to try to add what you need. And it's a – for the Buffalo Sabres, it's a 2 or 3 year – I don't want to use the word process, but
use it.
Waiting period to see, because as we projected, Tage Thompson could be scoring 25, 30 goals in this league. He could be. The way he shoots the puck,
it's going to take time.
It's going to take time. So who knows if that trade or that pick now, which whether it's 30 or 31, is traded at the draft with another piece to bring in a different piece. Who knows? All I'm saying is I removed the trade from it. I'm excited to watch Ryan O'Reilly play in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's simple as that.
St. Louis to win. There's no question.
That's where I was going with that today. I mean, I said today when I came in, I said, I don't know why everyone's so upset that Ryan O'Reilly's in the finals. Like, he's on a,
good
he's
for
on
him.
A way better
good
team than
him.
He was last
I'll
year.
I'll tell you right
good
now, I don't like one thing that Ryan O'Reilly said in what, the 3 years that he was here?
Yeah.
One thing. I did not like the way he dealt with his time after the season. And you know what? Listen, I mean, there's going to be media people and there's going to be fans out there that's going to say, hey, he's speaking his truth. He's letting out his emotions. And this is a good thing. Well, you know what? It isn't a good thing. If you have that emotion, you keep it to yourself. You walk into to the GM's room and you say, I want out. And that's going to be dealt with you and the coach. You can't sit there and say that you lost love for the game and, you know, this, that, and the other. It was not. You can say that,
but you have to say it to your coach. You have to say it to your general manager.
Yes.
You work it internally.
You're as good as done.
Exactly.
You're as good
it
as
needs
done.
To be worked internally. I mean, Ryan O'Reilly's an emotional guy. He plays the game with his heart on his sleeve. He got into a weak moment. He probably expressed maybe a little bit more than what he wanted to, or maybe he said exactly what he wanted to.
Got
to
get our buy sell trade in here quick, because we want to come back for all the dis or dat. So let's try to do this quickly. You had on your board. He's been on and off the board, and we've talked about him. Jonas Donskoy, he's a UFA. And, you know, based on the St. Louis San Jose series, you know, we have to go back and do our buy sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway. We can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Jonas Donskoy should be at the top of the Sabres list of free agents this offseason. Buy, sell, or trade with him?
No.
That's a trade. That's a sell.
Not done yet. I like Jonas Donskoy. No. I think that he's got good size. He's the right age. At the age of just turned 27. He plays the game very fast. He's hard on the puck. He had a solid season with 14 goals and 37 points in 80 games on probably a very reduced role in San Jose because they have so much offense. He's certainly a player. Certainly can spark your interest. You just need to know what salary you're going to get him at. But he's extreme. If you want to add speed to your lineup, then Jonas Donskoy is certainly a player that you want to look at. He's the right age. He just needs to be the right fit, cap wise.
Marty, buy, sell, or trade.
I am going to sell this. Sure. I think those are the type of players that get overpaid by a lot in free agency because they're the marginal guys, the middle-of-the-road guys, and
And they look good.
Well, because they went to the conference finals, everybody's watching them, and it's good. I'll bring you this. I remember playing with a guy. His name was R.J. Umberger. Okay, and R.J. Umberger in 2007-08 with the Flyers, he had 13 goals, 37 assists, 50 points. He ended up 10 goals in the playoffs. It was fantastic. Never was able to meet that again. You know, you got to be careful with these guys.
I got an even better one than that. How about the guy there from Philadelphia that we signed? Ville Leino.
Okay.
We're trying to keep people.
I gotta trade this.
We were trying to keep people driving on the road, not driving off the road.
Some people gave the old.
My name is Ville Leino. Willie Leino.
Greatest.
Gotta credit Chad DeDemonics on this. I guess he was the inspiration for our buy sell trade, and I'm gonna trade this, and I don't even have to give you a reason why, but I'm gonna tell you why, because we're gonna go to Dis or Dak coming back out of the break here. Instigators WGR 550 and MSG. Heated show today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Instigators. It is time for Dis or Dat. And guys, I'll throw a couple of hockey ones at you, and then we'll go into a little bit of a story here. So the Bruins and the Blues are in the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a great finals. Heavy teams, as you guys pointed out. But more importantly, it is the finals where Jim goes against Pam. And for those who are big Office fans, Jim loves the Boston Bruins. Actually, it's, whatever his character is, but Jim loves the Boston Bruins on the right, John Krasinski, and Jenna Fischer, who is Pam, loves the St. Louis Blues. So I'm asking you this or that, Jim or Pam in the finals, as opposed to asking the Bruins or the Blues, Jim or Pam, this or that.
I think the Bruins are the team to beat. I'm going to go, I would like to see St. Louis Blues win, so I'm going to go with Jen.
You're going with Pam.
Pam,
not yep. Jen. Well, yeah, Jenna Fisher, yeah, but Pam.
Pam.
Petey, you going with Jim or Pam?
Her?
Pam? Are you guys not Office fans? No. You guys never watch
Office?
Yeah,
I like Office. Oh, yeah,
okay.
Love it.
Okay. So that's what it is. Jim's a big Bruins fan, and then they got back and forth on Twitter. It was kind of fun. Okay, I'm going to ask you this. To touch or not to touch the Clarence Campbell trophy or the Prince of Wales trophy, both teams winning their conference finals did not touch the trophy awarded to the winner of the Western and the Eastern Conference, which has been very detailed over the last few years. Last year, the Washington Capitals picked up the Prince of Wales trophy, got it back to the room, and partied with it. So I'm asking you, this or that, to touch or to not touch the trophy after you win the conference finals?
I love the photo on the ice, but I feel like, you know, to end this discussion, just mandate that the team takes it into the room. Because here's what I'll say. These teams have 6 days off. They're probably going to get together. Why not bring the trophy with you to a team party or whatever? By the way, I saw Chris Butler. There's Chris Thornburn.
Yeah, Butsy, yep.
Thornburn.
Former Sabres. The other reasons why I'm rooting for St. Louis. Those guys, too.
Jordan Nolan.
Jordan Nolan, another one. Steve Ott on the bench.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, there's a lot of good reasons to root for St. Louis.
Yeah, no question.
So to touch or not to touch?
Touch. Yeah, I appreciate this. This is a hard trophy to win itself. Enjoy it, embrace it. Don't poo-poo it and say, it's not the main
focus. You don't have to go all around the ice with it in the air. Just grab it and bring it to the room.
Let your family come in. Maybe guys have kids. Maybe Patrick Maroon's kid wants to take a picture of it.
Yes.
I'm all in favor of it's a piece of history of the league, and your team just won it. Cherish it and take it in the room and check it out.
Well,
I think
after this year,
the President's Trophy, it was amazing to see that.
After this year, you can't say that not touching it will make you win the cup, because both right. teams did not touch it. So one of them is going to be disappointed anyway.
Yep.
So, Rivs, touch or not touch?
I would go with not touching. Totally understand what Petey has to say. It's all personal choice. For me, I would love to take the picture, just like these St. Louis Blues did. They didn't touch it. They're moving on, because I believe that there is a bigger trophy that you are ultimately trying to win. Take nothing away from what these guys have done in the conference finals, but the ultimate trophy is the Stanley Cup, and that's the one you want to pick up.
Okay, well, that I'm with the touch. You touch and you enjoy it. Okay, so let me tell you this.
Do not microwave.
your cup?
These cups, I've been microwaving these every day for sometimes five times
probably
a day
because
for
it
3
gets
years.
Too hot. Let me tell you this. Yesterday, I drove to New Hampshire with my girls over the weekend. They were working on their horseback riding, and they have a show in Massachusetts this week. So I drove back from Springfield, Massachusetts yesterday. And what do you do when you drive? You listen to music. You put on your phone, your iPod, whatever, and you listen to a ton of music. So for me, yesterday, I got to a point where I got into a little bit of the 90s alternative, you know, rock. So two bands came up to mind, and then I played a ton of their songs. So I'm asking you, which one is the better 90s alternative band here, Live or The Offspring? And I know I'm going to hit you guys with, you know, junior hockey or your first year pros, and we listened to a ton of those two bands. So better
grade 9 in high school.
Yeah, better band, Live or The Offspring?
When Appetite for Destruction, who are those guys? Guns N' Roses were here.
Guns N' Roses, yeah.
I came here to the concert for one reason. When I found out day of the concert that Live was the opening band, I didn't care about Guns N' Roses. I was the only one basically in the suite where the tickets were, and I sat there. I watched Live for the whole concert, that whole Throwing Copper album. Like, I love Live. Love Live, Live.
Lightning Crashes.
And they're not as big as Offspring. Yeah,
what'd you get?
I have
Throwing
that.
Copper.
Yeah.
Live. Outstanding band.
You know the hidden song on that album?
No.
You've heard the hidden song. It's right here. It's the hidden song. It's called Horse.
Okay.
It even says hidden track. You can run a horse right through my head.
Okay.
You
I don't know this
that.
One.
Don't
so you're,
remember it, but
you're live?
I'm 100% live.
You're
yeah.
live? I'm going to go with The Offspring. Smash was the one with... you gotta keep them separated, and that was for me.
Completely
that was
like, different band. One's like high grunge, and the other one's more like an alternative rock, right?
Yeah, and I actually like
very 90s live.
Very
yes.
90s.
Love it, right? Love it. Yeah,
we
you know, here's the thing: it's a band that I did not listen to a tremendous amount. But every time I heard them, I knew how to sing their songs, and it was always a good background music.
Producer JJ said his first CD that he purchased was Americana from The Offspring.
Huh.
Did not know Smash was a big hit before that. But anyway, another song that came on to the iPhone playlist that it kept on going was Freebird. So then
Tom
it made
Askey
me think.
Special.
Tom Askey special, yes, playing with the Rochester Americans with the guitar. I'm asking you, what is the more epic jam? Is it Freebird or is it Stairway to Heaven? And you got to pick one or the other.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven.
Come
oh
on,
my Lord, not even close.
Freebird sucks.
What are you talking about?
You heard it right here.
Everyone Led Zeppelin is legendary.
Everybody, let's put on Freebird. Play Freebird. Get lost with Freebird. It's the most cliche booze song ever.
Okay, I guess we're going to move on from that because I feel like
Wayne's World ruins.
JJ is first what? His
first
CD.
Yeah.
Okay, so my first cassette tape. I never bought it. It was given to me by a kid at school. Or maybe I stole it. I don't know. One of the two. Anyway, Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast.
Yeah.
I remember I took this home. I'd never heard anything about these guys. All I knew is every girl and guy in my school wore a jean jacket with no sleeves, and it had this great big huge stitching of Iron Maiden. So I just thought, hey, let's take
Bunch
this
of
home.
Rick Vaughn's walking around there, right?
Mom and dad were still at work, and I ended up roasting this on my dad's stereo, and it was. It was
legendary.
You know
what my first cassette tape was?
Oh, that could be some
what,
major.
How old are you?
Milli Vanilli.
I was going to say Paula Abdul or Milli Vanilli.
Do you know it's true?
No, it's...
Whoa, 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 I love you.
It's,
all right, that was terrible.
Yeah, that's great.
Don't
anyway,
forget
Iron Maiden
my
and Milli
number.
Vanilli.
Yeah. Okay, another song that came on is Men at Work, Down Under.
Ah, 6'4" and full of muscle.
Full of muscle. Now, let me ask you this. The chorus starts by saying, do you come from a land down under?
Yep.
What is the next line? And I'm going to give you two options here.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me this or that.
Do you know who sings it, first of all?
I just said Men at Work.
Oh, did you say that?
So, is it Where Women Glow or Men Plunder? Or is it Where Beer Does Flow and Men Chunder? This or that? Hey, listen, you can let's not play the
beer
part.
Beer flows in Australia. It does flow. Like the salmon of Capistrano.
So, is it Where Women Glow and Men Plunder? Or... Where beer does flow and men chunder, this or that?
I'm going to go with the beer. I have no idea, but I'm going with the beer
where
and the thunder.
Where beer does flow and men chunder, okay.
Chunder, Petey? Thunder?
Chunder.
Where chunder women mean? Glow and men plunder. Can you hear the thunder?
Yeah, okay.
You better run.
You better take cover.
There you go.
I'll tell you this. This was
that?
A trick, this or that,
what
because they're both right. I had no idea what the lines were. So there's two different choruses, and one is Where Women Glow and Men Plunder. And then the next chorus after that, he says, I come from a land down under where beers flow and men chunder.
This was a trick, this or that.
This
too,
was a trick, this or that.
We talked about it before, and we said we'd each pick one to see if you would tell us that they're both right.
They are both right.
Excellent.
And I had no idea. This is one of those where a Rocket Man from Elton John, right? Burning up the fuel up here alone. Like, you're like, what is that line there? People have many different ways of saying it. I thought it was something about thunder. I'm in my car. I'm singing the song. I'm like, wait a second. I don't know the lyrics. So I say, hey, Siri.
Thunder. Feel the thunder.
No, that's different.
Lightning and the thunder.
That's a totally different. We had lightning crashes with Live. We have thunder with Down Under. It's all over the place.
Ride the Lightning with Metallica.
Is that... Oh, okay. Well, anyway, so that is a musical edition of This or That.
That's it? That's all you got?
Well, I had another one just for JJ, and I can ask you, but it doesn't fit into what we've been
talking
about.
Throw it out there. I love these.
So we went to lunch the other day. Me, you, Rivs, you, PD, JJ, our big bosses came over, and we went to get a little sushi, and JJ, producer JJ, ordered an unsweetened iced tea with lemon. And I said, unsweetened iced tea. You got to order sweetened iced tea. Like it's so. I'm asking you this or that: unsweetened or sweetened iced tea when ordering iced tea.
Well, first of all, I'm Canadian, and in Canada there is no unsweetened iced tea.
This
everything's
true.
Sweetened, and it's delicious and tasty. And then you come to the States, and you ask for an iced tea, and they bring you
cold tea.
A nice. Looking iced tea with ice and a nice straw, and you start to take a sip and you realize it's like drinking tea.
Yeah.
Cold. That's terrible. That's not, I don't even know what's going on.
Nest tea. Remember
I'm 100%.
Nesties. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Used to bury those at lunch.
So sweetness is the way
sure.
to go.
Yeah.
So producer JJ is...
You throw a diss or dad at you guys.
Yeah, but look at his body. He's ripped like a god back there.
He also drinks coffee, orders coffee with room for an ice cube.
To cool it down?
Doesn't you see burn. His lips?
Doesn't want to burn the lips.
Yeah, you lick those lips. You can stick them on the wall for a year.
Let me throw a diss. Quickly,
we got to take a break.
At that same lunch.
Yeah.
We got a break. Okay, we got a break. Never mind. We'll save this one for another
okay,
day.
Okay. Well, no. Save it for when you come back.
No.
Tell us a story about the lunch when we come back here. That was This or That. We'll be right back with just a few more minutes on this beautiful Wednesday here on The Instigators on WGR 550 and MSG.
Hockey talk that hits. This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rabe.
It's 11:52, so in honor of Mr. Number 52, we'll continue our diss or dat.
Yes.
JJ was curious to know what my diss or dat was going to be.
I think I know what it is.
No hockey tonight. What is it?
Does it have anything to do with ordering chicken in a Japanese restaurant?
No.
Okay.
No. Nothing like that. It has to do with, okay, so I used to love in the summertime pounding Coronas, okay? Like that was one of my favorite things. So Old Man River over here, or you know, at lunch, decides to have a nice little Corona.
Yes,
this
is
where I thought
is.
You were gonna go when you mentioned
I
the
know
lunch.
Yes.
And the conversation came up at the table about lime or no lime.
Well, it was asked. The yeah. question was asked to Mr. Rivet, lime or no lime?
Didn't you ask me that?
No.
What did
the
I have?
Server
a lemon?
Asked. No, well, they said you said can I have a Corona, and the server says lime or no lime.
And you took a lime. Did
you said lime.
Did I? Jesus, it doesn't matter because Coronas are like two drink beers.
Two little swigs.
They're gone. And I got the this new one, the Premier or whatever. I don't even know what it was called. It was a new one for the summer. Low carbs. I felt like I was getting thinner as I drank it.
You drank water with
yeah,
lime.
Yeah, it's like the guys that go work out and pump iron and then go out and drink 10 Mick Ultras, eh?
Yeah. So the question is, with your Corona, lime or no lime, right? That this or
yeah,
that?
Lime or no lime?
Lime 100%.
I'm gonna go with my French friend over here and say the lime, yeah.
Really, it has to be.
And
a lime.
You know, you put the lime in, you give it a little turn, you give it a little shake, you put
yes.
it down, you get the carbonation out, and boom, that thing's gone.
It goes, psst, yeah. with your finger leaves yeah. the bottle.
It's more time to actually get the lime in there, turn it over, this and that. It's
better. You can appreciate the beer better.
Yep.
Either way, it didn't matter. Lime or no lime, it didn't matter. You just gotta just drink it.
Do you also know that there was only one person that ordered alcohol at that lunch, and he's sitting right here between the two of us?
Yeah, but we were all talking about it, and we wanted to know how that new.
He was having a stressful day. Yeah. What were you going to say? Do I what?
Quick, we got to.
You drink Corona in the wintertime?
Do I? Or can?
Or did you?
No, I didn't.
Never.
Corona was never. Corona was after
July
1st. After Memorial Day.
July 1st, Canada Day on.
It's
Coronas.
Like white pants. Can't wear white pants after Labor Day. Can't drink Corona after Labor Day. We'll be back. One Bills Live next.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.